Former President Donald Trump may have to answer questions under oath about his business practices. New York Attorney General Letitia James wants to take a deposition from Trump next month in a civil fraud investigation. Now, if that happens, he will be compelled to sit in a room with investigators and answer questions under penalty of perjury. Reporter Andrea Bernstein is on the line from New York. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So civil fraud, what is this about?
So the New York Attorney General is looking at whether Trump's business routinely lied about the value of its properties, giving tax authorities lowball numbers, but then reporting higher amounts to lenders to get more favorable loans. And the differences could be dramatic. For example, at just one California golf club, $900,000 compared to $25 million.
This seems like the kind of thing that, if is true, a person would want to keep secret. Why do we know about this?
Yeah, so these investigations usually take place out of sight, but this case is different, and that's because the Trump Organization has in the past refused to cooperate with investigators, so much so that the New York Attorney General had to get a judge to intervene twice, including once to force Eric Trump to testify when he didn't want to.
And so what is the significance that the state AG is requesting a deposition from Donald Trump?
So it's a sign that this long-running civil investigation has reached a significant new phase. Typically, what happens is you interview the head of the company when you've collected all the other testimony and documents you need. But more than that, law enforcement officials really haven't had a chance to sit down and interview former President Trump under oath. Remember, he never spoke with special counsel Robert Mueller, and he successfully delayed a number of other legal inquiries while he was president.
What does Donald Trump say about all of this, Andrea?
So Trump's lawyer, Ron Fischetti, says he will move to block the subpoena in court. Trump, his employees, and his chief financial officer have all denied wrongdoing. And Trump has called the investigations, this civil one and a related criminal investigation in New York, politically motivated witch hunts. That might have been complicated for Attorney General Letitia James, who was until yesterday planning to run for governor of New York. But not long after it was first reported in the Washington Post that James was seeking Trump's deposition, she sent out a tweet saying she would stay in her job as Attorney General, adding, quote, there are a number of significant investigations and cases underway.
Andrea Bernstein is covering former President Trump's legal cases for NPR. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you, Noelle. Great talking to you.